All right. So we are going to shift gears and we're going to talk about keep your head up, right?
Yes.
Which is not from any album. It was just a standalone single released in 2020. So let's listen to part of it.
Makes you want to dance.
It does. Or just like you said, Stacey, like go grocery shopping, like get stuff done.
Exactly. Run some errands, you know?
Yeah. I feel that. It's got that like, yeah, that tone where it's like you want to be doing something while you're listening.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
I really like it.
So it's the beat is so fun and I love that like little intro with the drums at the beginning, and it has like a fun like drum like section. So yeah, it's very optimistic and I don't think there's too many like lines that are like sad in this one.
No.
It's a little change of pace.
You know, not sad's not the thing I would be thinking of.
Yeah.
So
it's just fun. I feel like it's talking about having fun, like, and just enjoying yourself. Like,
it's about self-love in all in all forms, and it's
literally
like, you know, you have the power inside to be able to do things, literally anything. Sometimes all you got to do is keep your head up, and yeah, it's about it literally is about finding that feeling inside and just trying to like bring it out, because you're the only one that can do that.
Yeah.
Which is fun. It's a really cool message, I think. And I'm sad that this song like didn't get its flowers, because like I think it's a really creative song, and it kind of like proves that Joe can do like a music project that's not part of an album and just like release one-off songs, and they have their own story, their own like aesthetic, their own vibe. And this is like a really unique sound for him, in my opinion, because like you got like the horns in it, and I think it's a sax, actually. I think it's a saxophone,
and his like falsetto is
I'm
like
pretending what
fun.
I know what I'm talking about.
I
love that. I'm nodding along going I get all close.
You're like, yeah, that sounds right.
That sounds like a saxophone for
some
sure.
Some sort of brass instrument.
Yeah.
Like, there's something there. So it would be really cool to, I don't know much about the song because I wasn't a fan that far back, but like, was it a COVID project, like during 2020? Was it something released during that time to kind of lift everyone's spirits? Is there ever going to be something like that again? Because like, it'd be really cool to see. I mean, he's kind of released like the D-sides, which is like, you know, other things that are, you know, kind of connected.
And the remixes of the beginning. Yeah.
But it would be
it
fun.
Has that same sort of vibe.
Yeah. It would be fun to have another like song that's just like a vibe. And that's what it's just in itself.
Yeah.
But
it's cool to hear his like different voices that he does too. Like,
I know
this is going to be the worst example, and please, guys, do not hate me, but I always think of, I know, guys, Axl Rose back in his prime, he could do three different voices, a really high-pitched one, and then like his regular one, and then a really deep one. And I know Joe uses effects and stuff, but you can hear whenever, even live, when he does his like high-pitched voice to his lower one. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's a falsetto, Stacey. Falsetto is like the high. Falsetto.
Falsetto.
The British came through. You were like, yes, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, saxophone.
Yeah, horns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can definitely hear live how much he's worked on his voice, because like he can hit those notes.
That's
and so that's
awesome.
Why it would be really cool to hear, like, Keep Your Head Up live, because, or at some point, like, because, yeah, you could do a lot with it, or he could, like, take it right back and do it, like, acoustically, like we've heard with Gatto Smile, without knowing what the, studio will be like, but it's very interesting to compare it to his other music because it's just like so different. But I kind of get the same vibe musically, not lyrically. I get it with Keep Your Head Up and I Want Your Video. Like, it's very much the same sound and lyrics, like we all know. It's very cool. But it did remind me, my friends didn't like me for saying this, but like though both of those two songs with the high falsettos, so I know what I'm talking about, and the voices and everything reminds me of like 2000s, like Justin Timberlake almost. Like the high.
I feel like Joe has said like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, like, and then like Justin Timberlake, I'm sure he would be fine with it. Like
it's just like that high pitch sound from a masculine voice that you can hear, and it's like smooth and it's like suave. And you know, when they're singing about those intimate topics, you know, it kind of brings that that, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a twangy kind of like
Smooth talking, smooth operator. You know?
It's cool, but I like that feeling, and it's like that disco-y kind of sound. And it's like fun, and the cover art for Keep Your Head Up is so cool as well.
Fun.
It's gorgeous. Do you think he's talking about Bruce Springsteen? Who is this old Bruce? What makes you so
literally
wise?
I've said to so many people, I'm like, who's Bruce? But I've never thought the connection was Bruce Springsteen. That's so.
And the only reason I think is because he's been like talking about Bruce Springsteen so much lately in like interviews and stuff.
I feel
so I'm like
it's a saying. Like,
who is this old Bruce?
Yeah, like that seems familiar to me. I feel like I've heard that in passing from like my parents. Like,
maybe.
I feel like it's a saying, or I'm having like a Mandela effect moment and thinking I know what it and I've heard it, but I actually haven't.
I'm like, watch it mean something dirty, and I'm just like,
you're like invalid, like I kind of get it.
I get it, you know.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I've talked about it with people and been like, who is Bruce? I'm like,
right.
Who? Like, is that someone you who? Like, I'm like,
right. Yeah. Right. Mm. I don't know.
Like, but we listen and we don't judge. Like, Bruce can be whoever you want it to be.
Exactly.
And, you know, like, it's fine if it's Bruce Springsteen. I would not be surprised. One thing I love about Joe is he does not hide his, like, inner fangirl. Oh, my God.
Him, like, first of all, I'm so happy for him because he loves Charlie. And the fact that you saw him, like, out with everybody, like jumping up and down and partying like a fangirl, I was like, he is living his best life right now. Like, she is his Beyonce. Like, he is freaking out.
No, literally, it was crazy. Like, I was at Barricade and there was like a separate row that you could like get access to like go at the sides of the Barricade if you had like a certain pass. And like, that's where Charlie was standing in for his, for New Zealand laneway. And after Joe played, I, like, was walking around and I met some friends. And they were like, like, Charlie was standing, like, right behind us watching Joe. And I was like,
wow.
He needs to know this.
Yeah.
Right.
Immediately. I was like, she was doing what? And there's, like, that video of her, like, bopping to, like, Figure You Out.
And you're
like,
Figure You Out? I'm like, yeah, girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, taste. But, yeah, like, literally... He's one of us. He's just a fanboy, and it's so cool. Yep. So I just wouldn't be surprised if he was like, yeah, Bruce, that means like Bruce Springsteen because of this one thing, this one very niche thing that's connected to that no one else knows. Like,
right.
Likely thing exactly. For him to do. Yeah.
It tracks.
All right. Let's listen to the rest.
Like, that was so robotic and like, yeah, all those background effects. That's the word I'm looking for. There's like so many. And what I noticed from him playing on stage, like all of those background effects and like background robotic vocals are mostly like, it'll be like Adam and like Trent that are doing those. And you see them like performing that and you're like, whoa, like it's not just like voices that you've like tuned to make sound like that. It's like a person that is like sitting there and singing.
Right. And I'd imagine like when he records, a lot of the times it's him, but he can't do both at one time live. So it's them doing it also at the show.
I definitely think with the early days, like when he was recording like 2020, Keep It Up and Decide, like they were primarily like home studio projects.
Yeah.
So it was, I think most of it was like his voice being dubbed into doing different things and like doing that sort of thing. But now with like recording the new album at Electric Lady, it kind of gives everyone their own chance to come in and do their own part of an instrument or a sound or a talking bit or voiceovers. So yeah.
Which we've seen with like his sisters and things like that.
That
like,
was really
that's
cool.
So cool.
That's cool. Because like, why wouldn't you do that? Like,
yeah,
you know, like we already know how much his family means to him. And so, of course, he would be like, hey, guys, want to get in on this project? Like, you know, it's a lot more, it's a lot easier than like probably hiring people to do it. So like, if you have a lot of family members, get them in on your projects. It's a way to do it. But
yeah,
it's cool to see the guys like take part in like, you know, those backing vocals in person too. Like they were doing all of them for like Basic Being Basic. So it was really cool to see that. Minus the sisters obviously. But yeah, it's quite interesting just listening back to this one. Like I don't think I paid attention to what was going on. There's so much going on with that.
That saxophone went nuts.
That's really definitely. Did. I'm like 90% sure that it is a saxophone. That's like crazy. It's like such a dancey song, and I feel like a lot of people that I've seen like on Twitter and stuff like really hold the song like their highest because it's like it goes under the radar. So, like, you know, there are a lot of, like, Real Joe fans that do love and appreciate this song. And, like, a part of me wants to keep it for myself. But honestly, like, this, in my opinion, I think Keep Your Head Up shows a lot of range for him. And, like, even back when he was recording this and, like, he wasn't doing voice lessons, like, hitting those high notes, like, it's not like you can hear auto-tune on his voice. Like, there's maybe, there's maybe, like, a muffled effect. But it's not like he's auto-tuning the highness or the lowness. Yeah. Like, he's hitting that note.
Yeah.
And that's crazy to look back now after seeing him live and going like, oh, like, it has been in there that whole time. It's just needed some refining, which, you know, is totally valid. But, yeah, it's such a good song. I wrote an article, like, and I mentioned this song in it. And I was like, this song is so good. It's about self-love. You're supposed to listen to it and feel happy and like,
yeah.
You know,
well, that's, I think, my favorite line that I don't know if I noticed until I was really looking at the lyrics, but it was, feel so good, but take so long to unlock oneself. Maybe try this song. Like, so it's basically saying, like if you need something to like get you out of your head and help you stay like upbeat about things, try listening to this song. It's kind of like self-referential in that way, which is fun.
And it's cool to like have that referenced because like a lot of people listen to sad music when they're sad, but like it's cool when a song references itself to be like, try this song. It might make you feel good. It might make you feel a bit sexy. It might make you feel want to dance. Like, it's like, we need more songs like that. And
we do.
It's just such a different, like, pivot from his, like, other music, which I think is really cool because, like, you want to have that range and you want to see that range. I just really hope one day he plays it live. Like, one day.
Yeah, and I guess it would be tough because I was just thinking to myself, like, I wonder how, like, did he have a, like, somebody play the saxophone, like, live? Or was that, like...
Yes, he did have someone, like, when I did my research to write like a little snippet about this song,
yeah,
there was someone that he got, like a musician friend that played like the saxophone on
That's
it.
Crazy.
So cool.
Talented. Yeah,
like wherever that musician lives, if he's playing a show there, like it would be so cool if he came out.
Yeah,
for real.
It would be cool. Joe follows him. I believe it is Sen Marimoto. He follows him on Instagram, and I believe he played the saxophone.
Crazy talented.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, I think that's probably the only song of Joe's that has, like, a horn like that in it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other ones. So,
because it's sometimes it's hard to differentiate, like, what are the keyboard sounds, like, because you can make them sound like they are horns. But I guess if they were to play it live, and if they couldn't get the guy to play, they would probably just, like, put it in or change it out for keys to play the horn.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah. It would,
like,
still sound great. For sure.
Like, yeah. What they can do with, like, keyboards on stage, like,
incredible.
They literally have, like Trent, I think, has, like, two each, and then Adam has literally, like, a bunch. And it's just, like, pressing different stuff. And then Joe at the front has, like, one of those,
the pedals
that you, like, hit to change. Yeah, he has one of those. You can see it through the Flash Mountain videos. He's, like, changing them to loop certain guitar sounds.
That's cool.
Yeah. Which I feel like this song has a lot of, because it's a lot of sound happening at once. I like listening to this through and, like, analyzing it. I don't think you realize how much sound is like happening.
I know. Yeah, I feel like I describe it a lot as, like, the sounds that are happening. Like, it's like, yes, it's music, but it's so much sound.
Yeah, but there's, like, robot sounds and, like, drums. Maybe there's a tambourine in there. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. But, like, there's
probably
there's a lot in there. That's cool that you can do that with music. I think that's what makes his music so unique as well, is that he has, like, all these fronts, like, just at full speed, and then you hear, like, the background.
And he claims
noises.
That he, like, didn't do as many, like, gimmicks, like, little, like, tricks that he did in 2020. And I'm like,
no,
I know this is sub-separate than Decide in 2020, but I'm like, man, I think, like, all of his stuff is jam-packed with little Easter eggs and little instruments and little things.
Absolutely.
Makes it more interesting too.
Oh, for sure. And he's like he's an actor. He loves being able to tell a story and add little surprise bits. He's good at doing it. Like, why wouldn't you include that as, like, a way to personally have your own fun with a project and to be able to see everyone try and crack the codes? Like, it's very fun. Mm. I'm very excited for this album, because that's been crazy already.
It really has. It's been so much fun, and it's... Yeah, I can't even process, like, the fact that I'm going to be able to hear the album in, like, a few days. Like,
that's crazy.
It's so cool. I'm
so, like, happy, jealous for everyone in America.
Yeah.
I'm like, we get the
first. Five days?
Yeah.
Five
I was like,
days
we get
before.
The performances first, but at what cost? We can't hear the album early. It's only America. Like, I mean... No, it's going to be fine. As long as no one, like, posts snippets without
that's what I'm
spoilers.
Hoping. I hope either, like, his real true fans are there and they're going to know better, or they're going to make people dump their phones, like, up front at the counter.
Yeah.
Because, like, don't let one dick ruin it, you know?
I know. And I mean, like, if you do post recordings, please post a spoiler alert. Like,
right. So
there
somebody
you go.
Can,
yep.
like
it's
yeah.
not, it's
choose
not hard.
Whether or not.
It's
right.
not mm-hmm. hard to do. But yeah, no, I'm excited to see, like, everyone's reactions in the way of, like, what you guys thought. Not, like, a reaction video, but, like, to see that what it brings out. Because it's, this album's, I think, going to be a lot more personal than we thought.
Yeah.
Because originally I was like, oh, Decide gives, like, breakup vibes. And then, like, these yeah. two singles.
He's like, hold my beer.
Yeah. He's like, and then these singles come out and I'm like, everything I thought was a lie. I'm like, everything is not
right
what it seems.
Like, right. I don't, there were some just breakup vibes on Decide, but I feel like this is like heartbreak vibes.
I think, yeah. And I think he's not trying to like hide.
Censor himself.
Yeah. yeah. Like he's yeah. not mm-hmm. trying to cover over. He's trying to be like, no, like I went through this thing. I yeah. know a lot of other people have been through this thing. It is my yeah. right to talk about it. I want to make something good out of it.
Yeah.
And yeah. honestly, like, I love that for him. Like, you know, music yes. and making music for him is probably like therapy and like it's what he needed mm-hmm. to do. And he's not stupid. If he thought something was a bit too much or he was revealing too much, like he would cut lyrics, he would change them. Like, I think it's important for artists to be able to take the next step and, you know, put a little bit more of themselves on the line, as long as fans like respect that and know how to take it and not run with it in an opposite direction, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I generally think that, you know, a lot of the Joe fans are generally genuine, and, you know, we all have really close connections with the music. So I think everyone is just gonna like cradle this album and be like, Joe, we hear you, like we feel you, it's okay.
Like, yeah,
group absolutely. therapy, like it's okay.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but
we all need it.
I'm just so excited. It's so cool that you guys are going to New York for the listening party.
Yeah,
yes,
we are.
Oh, that's going to be fun. It'll be interesting. It'll be cool if you guys got like something from the listening party.
Yeah. Well, I haven't pre-ordered the album yet, so I'm going to have to pre-order the album at the listening party. Because yeah. I think they said you could do that.
Yeah. I mean, it would be surprising if that you couldn't. I'm sure you.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be options to maybe.
But I might have to like, I don't know. I have to think through that because maybe I need to pre-order to, like, pick it up at one of the ones that are, like, closer to me.
Could you imagine they're like, you got to come to Brooklyn?
Yeah, I don't want to drive back to Brooklyn to pick it up.
But, like,
so
that's...
I'll figure it out.
Well, yeah. Well, because it depends. Like, do the vinyls and, like, CDs release, like, on the day of the album?
Maybe.
I think it's supposed to all be released at once, but yeah. then like people who pre-ordered, they're shipping, obviously.
Right,
like,
that's going to be a
little
while.
I've told the story 10 times. I ordered it off the UK site like an idiot. And I'm like, damn, that's kind of expensive. Bought it. And then I went, oh no. So I'm like, I want him to get the sale, you know, even though I'm sure he gets the sale no matter what. So I bought the US one, tried to return the vinyl one. And they were like, we don't do refunds. So I'm like, okay, all right. Well, I got two, and now I'm like, if he starts doing different variants,
I don't think he's
Stacey
going
has
to
a problem.
For this one. Yeah. Like, I think he said for this one that he's not doing color variants. So I think you're safe.
I think I'm safe. All right, Quinn, you're gonna be able to eat for the next year. We're good.
He's like, what? Yeah.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. No, I don't collect the different color variants. Because that's a lot of work, but I respect. Yeah.
There's so many.
I respect the people that do.
Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
A couple of my other friends are like, they literally have like 20 of like Decide, and I'm like, I love that for you, but I could, no.
Yeah,
because that's, I know
like, it gets out of control. Because first, like, it's cool because he did like he was really involved in the creative process. He did all the colors and stuff.
Yeah,
so I took a video last night, and I'm looking, and I'm like, I think I own 7 Decides.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little excessive.
Yeah. Like, I already have enough things that I spend my money on and collect. I don't need, like, I collect vinyls, like, themselves. I don't need to be collecting, like, 10 of one album. Like, it's too much.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But,
no.
Yeah, I don't think, I'm pretty sure he said he's not doing color variants for this one.
Thank
which is
God.
A nice, which is a nice break because he did a lot for Decide, which is kind of valid since like end up getting blew up. So it's like, you know.
Yeah.
That deluxe version, though, with his smushed face on the actual vinyl.
I have that. Okay, I do have that.
That's good.
Yes, that yeah. I haven't opened because...
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Like, I do want to take the poster out of it, but then I'm like, no, I have that poster on a t-shirt now. I was like, it's okay. I don't... I want to keep it all in there.
Yeah.
Look at that.
But yeah, it's crazy. What did I buy? I got the signed CD and the vinyl, I think.
Nice.
Okay. Off the website. Because yeah. if you, with pre-ordering stuff and like counting the streams, you have to get them, you have to do separate checkouts for it to count as like two.
Yep.
Yeah. So I ordered it all in one accidentally. Meanwhile, I'm telling people to do multiple, like, multiple things.
It happens.
And I was like,
do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, I just spent a lot of money of him, like, on him, like, doing this trip. It's fine. Like,
it's fine. He was able to buy some fisherman friends with that money, so he's
Girl,
happy.
Don't get me started on fisherman's friends. The way I thought that fisherman's friends were literally just a New Zealand and Australia thing, and then...
I thought it was a New England thing, swear to God. I was like, oh, that's a New England thing. No, it's not, I guess. It's,
no, like...
He's like an old man. He just loves them.
Like, my granddad...
They're so gross.
Used to, like, he would always have them. And he was a smoker. Smokers have fishermen's friends because they're so strong. And like, I'm like, yes, Joe, we know. You probably shouldn't be having so much of both of those things. But
right.
I'm like, he probably has no taste buds because my dad was a smoker and he was the same way. You're sick, Stacy? Eat one of these. And I'm like, this tastes like hellfire. Like, this is horrible. And he's always popping them in his mouth. I love that he does interviews and like,
I know.
Even the interviewers are like, oh, he offered me a fisherman's friend. I'm like,
the one guy was like, no, they're too strong for me.
Yeah, no, real. They're like crazy. And I don't know why. It's like he came here and he found that we have them everywhere. And it's like, now they're his favorite
nuts.
Thing. Yeah, but I was like talking to my other American friends and I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just like a New Zealand thing. I was like trying to gatekeep. And then they were like, no, we have them here. And I'm like, why is he acting like he's never seen them? Has he never seen them again?
But like, maybe. Yeah.
I was like, they're a big thing here. Like, we, like, the place that I work sells them. We only have one flavor, and it's the original flavor, which is the strong as frick menthol hot tar flavor. But, like...
I think that's what he's been sucking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's had the... Sure. I know he's tried the honey ones. I haven't tried the honey ones. I've had the peppermint ones and the original, like, menthol-y ones. And then there's black currant. That one isn't that good.
No, that doesn't sound good. Whatever yeah. it's doing, like, after hearing his performance of the cover of Gasoline, I'm like...
Yeah. Just keep on eating those fisherman friends.
I'm like, you keep on eating those baby dolls. Keep on eating them.
They're like lathering up his vocal cords. It's like
beautiful. Yeah.
Creating a line, maybe. I don't know. Oh, yeah. That,
yeah.
I am patiently, not so patiently, waiting for that to be on streaming. I thought it was going to be on streaming like last week. And I was
That's
like,
what they said, and nothing.
I know. I literally was telling people, like, yeah, it should be up like. Last Friday, it's like last Friday was like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, oops, I've been actually spreading misinformation, and people haven't been mad at me for it yet. But I'm like, when is it coming? Like, it's a great cover. It's
beautiful.
It's
really good.
Yeah, I'm really glad he did like a version. I was hoping he would, and they delivered.
Yeah.
Yes, they
did.
That
was amazing.
But yeah, it's crazy. I just can't believe people get to listen to the album early in like a week.
I know. So soon.
Ugh. Like, you guys need to like somehow mentally prepare for that.
I don't know. I'm not prepared. No. I'm not prepared at all. I don't know how I'm going to mentally prepare, but.
I would be like, stunned. I think I would just be like dissociating, listening. Yeah. I'd be like. Oh,
It's kind of stressing me out, like, to think that I need to, like, be there in a room full of people and listen to every single song all at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Our inner teachers are going to come out and we're going to, like, some people are going to be talking. We're going to be like,
yeah. Yeah. Something
exactly.
Like, okay.
1, 2, 3, all eyes on me.
Everyone quiet. Like,
oh. Quiet, everyone. Yeah.
I would be so rude. I am so rude in those situations. Like, if people are being too loud, I'm like, shut up.
Like, yeah.
Like, during full in New Zealand, I was like, everyone be quiet before the whisper part. And that's in my video.
This is the best part.
Yeah. I was like, everyone, shut up. And everyone did listen next to me. So I was like, thank you.
Well, that's good.
But God, yeah, that's going to be stressful, honestly, in a room full of people just listening to an album. Like, are they playing it on, like, an overhead speaker? Are you getting individual headphones to use? Or
that would be ideal. We're all going to be crowded around one phone.
Like a silent disco, like, to the album.
Yep. Yeah. If it's like a silent disco, you will never hear the end of it. Oh, my God.
That would be really funny.
But it's better through headphones. So it's like, I feel like I need headphones. Well, we'll see.
Or is it like one by one, you're taking turns going up to like the headphones?
Describe Megan's hell. That would be it.
That would be so frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure it'll be fun. But
yeah, it'll be organized. It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just
and
us.
We'll let you know.
Yes.
We'll let you know how it is.
Yeah, with the least amount of spoilers, but.
Yes. Exactly.
No, we're all going to be crying.
I won't give any, because I feel like I'm not even going to want to know, like, what other people's favorite songs are. Like, I want to, like, if I were you, I wouldn't want to, like, hear it first and, like, make my own opinions. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah.
It's going to be very, it's going to be very difficult. I'm going to have to, like, not be on the internet, essentially.
Yeah.
Mute all notifications for the next, like, couple of days. Because, I mean, like, I don't trust Twitter as a platform. Like, it's not necessarily going to be Joe fans that will be spoiling it. It'll be, like, just regular people. So
that's
what I'm more worried about. And
it's going to happen anywhere. It's going to be Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you really hope that that doesn't happen. That's why I hope there are strict rules with maybe leaving your phone, like you said, like
exactly
at the front or something like that. Because you just want it to be special for like everyone, but also like Joe probably wouldn't want it to be leaked. No artist wants
their stuff
to be leaked. Not
right.
No,
you know, like all of that hard work. I mean, it's happened to a lot of artists nowadays that they probably know what not to do, so I just hope there's
isn't he playing a show on the 3rd now, like, so if he plays
in Portland, he's doing 3 shows now, I think,
right,
or 2.
And one of them is the day before the album comes out, so if people are taking video of like new songs being performed, then those could potentially, you know, be out before the actual album too. Only a few hours.
Yeah.
And maybe it won't affect you because you're earlier in the world anyway.
Well, that's the funny thing, because after Basic Being Basic was like released and like we got it first and we were all like posting it first, now the album is coming out the same time for everyone. Even though I'm in the future, I have the same like countdown that you have on Spotify. It's the same. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So everyone, I believe, is getting it at the exact same time because that's how he, I think, wants it to be released, which is totally valid. But usually we get everything a day early. Like even with Delete, I didn't get it a day early this time. It it was uploaded with like on the time zone that you guys have. And but then, like, when I went onto it, it said that it came out a day ago, but it just wasn't available, like, the day before, but it was released early, so they made it available for us the day later, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, it does,
yeah.
Like, so Yeah, so it's kind of good. But yeah, it kind of made me a bit bummed out with these listening parties purely because we don't have them. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
everyone FOMO. Like, everyone gets
it. I'm like, there's record stores over there too.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I would be delusional enough to fly back to Sydney again for one. Like, I would. Like,
we don't judge. We're nodding along. We're like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like,
I would support you.
Yeah, like, I mean, they would even do one in Auckland. Auckland has, like, a really big popular, like, record store that it would be a place to do it. So it's like, but maybe it was harder to get international people to, like, you know, because, like, America is, like, his home base. So it's, like, easier to always do multiple things there.
It was so fun talking to you.
A blast.
Thank you.
Where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram. That's primarily where I am. My Instagram is at Evaography, like photography, but with my name at the beginning.
Oh, I like that. That's clever.
Yes, you know, like self-brand.
I like it.
Yeah, that's where I can be found. Instagram's the main thing nowadays. So, all right. Yeah.
Awesome.
And I've been saying Eva, I guess.
It's okay. No, literally all throughout, anytime I go to America, it's like, it always get called Eva. It is okay. Yeah.
It's usually me that mispronounces the stuff. So that was a little win for me today.
You're like, yes.
She's like, yeah, you did it, Megan.
You did it.
No, it's no chip off my shoulder. Sometimes I act offended if I want like the sympathy, but no, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, it has been a blast talking to you, and thank you so much for being on our show and talking about Joe and sharing all of your experiences from Laneway. So
thank you for having me. It's been so fun. This has been a blast. I just said the exact same thing.
I think we've been saying like peace at the end. So peace.
Peace.
Peace.